This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. I'm going to swallow my own tongue. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, seriously, be part of the conversation. Got a lot going on tonight. I think you're enjoying it very much. I mean, all right, so we're gonna, in a minute, we're going to play a little clip. You can't really say that Pelosi has lost her mind over Obamacare, because I don't think she's got one in there. I think she hears, you know, in a heavy windstorm. I think all she hears is a low howl. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I know it's not nice. Get over yourselves. But seriously, I do. I don't think there's much there for her to work with. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm trying to be nice. Yeah, not real hard, but I'm trying to be nice. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. My website, not any. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take a poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. Everything that you've been taught to hate. But I'm going to show you, you don't have to. That we're closer on the same page than you can imagine. I know it'll probably make you throw up. But we are definitely closer on the same page than you can imagine. Than you care to know or care to admit to, I would probably say. Be closer to the truth, wouldn't it? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus is going to join us in the second part of the show. After the first break. Because the Supreme Court wants to hear more on the religious counseling case. See, in California, and there's a few other states that are doing this too, which is utterly ridiculous. And it's not because I'm on one side of the issue. But if your children, if you're a Christian family, Catholic family, whatever, you're a Jewish family, whatever, and your children come to you, or your son comes to you and says, "Listen, I feel like I might be gay. I feel like I might be homosexual. I want to go to counseling for this." They can't. Now, the only counseling they can go to technically is they go to a priest or a rabbi who is not versed in this kind of thing, that doesn't really know what to do. So what the law says here in California is, if a doctor does that, I'll get more detail for you from Brad when he's on the show. But if a doctor does it, if a doctor counsels, they can lose their license. Right? They can be brought up on charges. This is crazy going somewhere to happen. And Brad's got a lot more other cases that he's taking, a lot more that he's going to, talk to us about tonight. They deal with cases all across the country, and they'll take on just about anything, especially when it has to do with religious freedom. You know, the sheriff cars across the country. There's a bunch of sheriffs now putting "In God We Trust" on their cars, and the freedom from religion freaks are losing their mind over that, as you can imagine. And Brad's going to be one of the companies, or they'll be one of the law firms that will probably take a look and make sure that the sheriff's rights aren't being trampled. Because they have rights too, you know. And today, as I was, you know, thinking about how to calm down today, I thought maybe, you know, I've been telling you, people got a little upset with me because I said the mantra you should be using is if you just close your eyes and think, ex-President Obama, that should bring your blood pressure down. Read the ex-President Obama. Come on, just think of what that looks like. And if that doesn't help you, maybe this will. Listen, try this one too, okay?
Stuart Smalley is a caring nurturer, a member of several 12-step programs, but not a licensed therapist.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I was going to play the Eddie Murphy version of that, but it wouldn't be very good. It was a little more harsh. You got to get in that quiet place. Listen, if I went to one of those therapists, I know a lot of you think I should go see one, but if I went to one of those therapists that talked to me like this, it'd be a problem. I wouldn't be cured of anything. Seriously, just craziness. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That was Al Franken, yeah. That was Al Franken. You know, the guy that wants you to take him seriously is a senator, right? I mean, the guy's a real interesting character. I'll leave it at that. How's that? But I do get the kick out of these people. Because they know so much more than we do. Don't you know that? They are so much smarter than you are. And then you get people like, where did I put that one? Nancy Pelosi. Where the heck did her, I knew I was going to lose that. I knew that was too good to be true. But Nancy Pelosi, you know, has decided that this is bad. You know how bad it is that Obamacare is going away? The sky's going to fall. People are going to be jumping out of trees. You didn't know that? Let's see if I can play this. That would be really good. I mean, I have time, but we'll try.
All the Republicans go to a more extreme place. This will make millions of people. It's a question of 10, 15, 20 million.
I'm not going to be able to do it. I'll do it afterward, though, because you've got to hear this. You're not going to believe it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Brad Dacus will join us right after the break. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, realside.com. Check out the station's times. If we are not on a station in your area, can you please call the station manager, get on his case, find out why we're not on, and if you don't get the response that I want you to get, I want you to call me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's another thing you can do. If you do that, then I can call the station manager and say, hey, why are you ignoring my people, man? What's wrong with you? Head up to my website. Anyway, I want you to buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, I explain in the book. You can find out. You might find out that we're more on the same page than you think we are. That we love the same things. We're just coming at them a little differently. Anyway, I want to bring on my next guest. I always enjoy when I have him on the show with me. He and his firm do such great work, so I do appreciate him very much. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the president of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate your time with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Hey, Brad, why don't you tell you, some people may not know what your organization does, so before we get rolling and we run out of time, go ahead and tell them what your organization does, how they can get a hold of it, and how they can help you.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, we have Pacific Justice Institute. We're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. We specialize in defending religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of human life, and basic civil liberties like those. And we do it all without charge. We do it with a huge network of volunteer attorneys in California. We have offices up and down the state. And most importantly, I'd say not only do we handle more case matters on the West Coast than any other organization doing this work, but also we're very unique in that we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to these issues. And that's what we do. We do it all without charge, thanks to the gracious support, I'm sure, of some of your listeners.
Well, yeah, and you know, I tell people all the time, it's not just you go searching out Christian issues. I mean, you'll search, you will defend and deal with any kind of religious liberty issues, will you not?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, recently we've been outspoken with regards to the growing anti-Semitism we see taking place in this country at an alarming rate on our colleges, universities, and communities, bomb threats against growing synagogues. So, yeah, no, we're very sensitive to the fundamental principle of religious freedom, which you know is there to protect people who want to enjoy their religious freedom, but also are willing to respect the religious freedom of others. And that's very important.
Yeah, and I tell my Christian friends all the time when they get irritated about some of the things going on high school campuses and in the public schools, they want me to stop certain things from happening. I said, look, do you understand that it's an all or none? I can't just protect the Christian kids. If I don't protect all the kids, the Christian kids lose their rights too. And you just need to deal with it. And they don't really understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's real important that we all understand that if we don't have religious freedom for everyone, we really have religious freedom for no one.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those in our country or coming into our country that they have their agenda, and their agenda is not one that respects religious freedom. And that's very disheartening, and we need to be concerned about that.
We do, and we need to be diligent about it. All right, so the one I want to talk about is, well, you and I have talked about this before on the show, and at one point, about a year or 2 years ago, I felt like it was just, you know, there was no hope with it, and I didn't know what was going to go on with it. But the Supreme Court wants to hear more on a religious counseling case. And I tried to explain it earlier, but I'm sure I just probably screwed it all up. So tell people what this case is. Tell them what this law is about, and then why we need to fight it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the state of California passed the first of its kind law that says that those who are under the age of 18 and say they're struggling with their gender identity or sexual orientation, which isn't that uncommon, particularly in early adolescence. But these kids in this desperate situation, this law says that they can't get counseling from a licensed counselor if their purpose is to deal with this in accordance with their basic religious beliefs and convictions. That is, they don't want those feelings to control them and be their determining factor as to where their life goes. And it's really sad. So all these young people, they have to either get counseling from someone who's a licensed counselor that is going to take them in a direction they don't want to go, a liberal progressive direction, if you will, that goes against their beliefs, or they get counseling from someone who is sympathetic to their beliefs and convictions and wants to be respectful of that, but is someone who's not licensed and trained as a licensed counselor. And this is a terrible situation that young people are, a lot of young people in. A lot of kids commit suicide because they can't get the counseling support that they want. And so we at Pacific Justice Institute filed a lawsuit on behalf of these young people, on behalf of the counselors out there whose hands are tied. And one of the people we represent is a pastor of a church down in San Diego County. He's also a licensed counselor, and this is a part of his ministry in his church to give us counseling. We got an injunction, Joe, for 18 months, binding the state of California, protecting our clients in this lawsuit.
Wow.
After 18 months, it's really impressive because we took on the whole state of California, the Attorney General's office. But after 18 months, they finally were able to wind their way to the Ninth Circuit, who gave in and said and reversed the injunction we got from the federal court. And we ended up having, in the end, taking it. We're now filing a petition for certiorari to the United States Supreme Court after having it heard on the merits. So we're optimistic, though, that we have a better chance than normal to have this taken up by the Supreme Court, and that's very important.
Well, one of the things that caught me on this one, you and I have spoke about this before, I said, look, most, not all, but most pastors aren't equipped to do true counseling. Most of the counseling a pastor does is based on biblical principle and that kind of thing. So this goes well beyond the kind of counseling and or long-term counseling somebody might need or want, for that matter. And it really put them in a bad, in my mind, it really put them in a bad place.
Right.
But look at it, even on its surface, you know, the state of California is great at taking away parental rights, and they do it in a sneaky way. This really was not just taking away parental rights, but really trampling all over your religious rights, was it not?
Oh, it totally was. Kids who have a religious belief, religious foundation, they should be entitled to the same level of quality trained counseling as those kids who have a different reference point and foundation. To tell a young person that they have to basically, if they're going to get licensed counseling, that's going to challenge their religious beliefs, their conscience, in order to get any kind of reconciliation with these feelings is actually very harmful. The American Psychiatric Association, Joe, it comes out and it makes it clear that the counselor in the counseling process should do everything they can not to unnecessarily directly violate the religious beliefs or to compel a client to have to change their religious beliefs in order to comply with the methodology chosen by that counselor.
Hey, hold that thought. We got to go. You know how capitalism works. Got to go to a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. I am Joe Messina, your host here on The Real Side. With Joe Messina. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so many things you can do up on the website. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, the second hour, if you're a woman, and not a man who identifies as a woman. I want a woman. If you're a woman, yeah, you could, but you can't call. You work here. All right. And you are working today on the day of non-work or something for a woman. Anyway, if you're a woman, I want you to call in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to call in, and I want you to tell me, and it's okay. I promise I won't verbally abuse you. All right? Whether you agreed with what happened today, whether you don't agree with what happened today, just give me your thoughts. Did we need this? Do I really need a day without a woman to appreciate a woman? I say no, but, you know, I'm the guy in the room. I don't know what to tell you. Let me get back to my guests. Brad Dacus joins us from Pacific Justice Institute. And I love having Brad on the show. I learned so much when he's on here with me. Brad, thanks for joining us this evening.
Oh, it's great. I always love your show. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
So, you know, we were talking about the, what is that bill called? What is that law called?
Oh, you had to ask me that question. My mind
just
went blank.
So you can't be consulted. What is it? You can't go to counseling if you're having a gender identity issue in California.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very
I call it the anti-counseling law, and it has a proper name.
Right.
And,
But you weren't so sure you were going to be able to get this to the Supreme Court. Other states have picked up on this, but you are now. You are somewhat optimistic about this now.
Yes, we are. And it's normally there's about a 1% chance that the Supreme Court is going to take up a case that was or a petition for certiorari was filed. And yet we're optimistic that we have a better chance than that. And the reason, Joe, is because someone on the Supreme Court, one of the justices, has requested that the state of California respond to our briefing and to our petition for certiorari, and wants additional information. That's a sign that says, number one, that there's at least one justice that is taking this very seriously, and is seriously considering recommending the Supreme Court take it up. That is a very good sign. I think the Supreme Court sees the fact that this is not something that's just isolated California. It's already been adopted, something very similar to it, in the state of Illinois, the state of New Jersey. So, and it's, yeah, and it's moving in other states, and it's impacting kids. It's impacting young adolescents who want to be able to get the right kind of counseling that's right for them. This kind of draconian philosophy of the government stepping in and telling young adolescents, you know, that they can't get counseling that's in accordance with their deeply held religious beliefs and faith, and from a licensed, qualified, trained counselor who's been successful with the counseling and helping other young people, you know, gender identity and sexual orientation, according to the American Psychiatric Association, it's acknowledged it can be fluid well into adulthood. So, I mean, it's very irresponsible, this law is, when it comes to being sensitive to the needs and the possibilities of young people.
I agree with you. One of the arguments I always have, and they get nuts with me when I put this out there, is this. We've had psychologists on, and not even to talk about the LGBTQ or transgender scenarios, but I brought them on to talk about, you know, how the brain functions and how it grows and how it comes together and how the brain itself actually matures. And I was talking to one psychologist about this and said, it's amazing to me that we allow kids the right to, you know, drive at 16, drink alcohol, some places 18, some places 21. They go out in the field and they can become soldiers at 18. When their brain really isn't working at pretty close to full capacity until they get, you know, into their 20s, early 20s. So how is it that, and this is a psychologist out of San Francisco, and she specifically counsels same-sex couples, and I thought that would be a great person to bring on because there's no bias there. There's no preconceived idea by her. And she said that she felt that it was wrong with the, what are they doing, the hormone blockers on the 7 and 8-year-olds, you know, entertaining the 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds into, you know, if they're male, helping them move into being a female at that age. But they have no clue what that actually means. They have no clue as to what they're getting themselves into. This is something you've got to be able to stop, slow down, or get in the way of, too, can't we?
Oh, you're right. And it's, you're absolutely right. And if I can say, gender identity is something that is a continual process. Like for boys, I think it starts at 18 months. And that's why having a father to identify with the boy is so important and valuable at that age. So it's an ongoing process. It starts at that level. And it's something that, that if you make the wrong decision and you start pushing them at the age of 7, going into girls' bathrooms because your child thinks, seems to be like a girl or likes dolls, that's being really very negligent and irresponsible. The stats show that 70% of children at the elementary school level who have gender identity issues work through those issues even without counseling to have their biological gender as their gender identity. And that's even without counseling. So it's very fluid. To deny the ability for young people to get the counseling they want is irresponsible, and for parents to be so gullible and deceived into making their children such a vulnerable to making the wrong decision for their life is very dangerous as well. One more point I want to make: the average transgender will not live to see their 30th birthday. That's huge, and so it's not something that we should say, oh, it's just another way, because the other side comes back and says, well, that's because society doesn't accept it. Well, studies show that even in friendly communities like in San Francisco Bay Area and other places, they have the same suicide rate, the same depression problems. So it's not an external, it's an internal issue that needs to be addressed responsibly, preferably at the youngest age possible, not delayed until they're 18. And have compounded their problems even more.
You know, Brad, are you familiar with a guy by the name of Walt Heyer?
I don't.
All right, so he's a guy I've had on the show a couple times. And he gives his story, testimony, whatever you want to call it, from when he was a male and he wanted to become a female. You know, he felt he was trapped in the wrong body. And he said the gay and lesbian community came behind him and helped him move through and helped him get the operation and all of that. And the minute, not I shouldn't say the minute, but shortly after he had the operation, he said, I realized that my depression, it had nothing to do with my body. It had nothing to do with me believing that I was trapped in a male body. And he said, when he went for counseling and then he tried to reverse the operation, he couldn't get anybody to call him back. He couldn't get any help. You know, and so he finally did what he could do to get back to where he wanted to be. He's written a book called Paper Genders. So if you know anybody struggling through this or you want to hop up on Amazon, there's a book called Paper Genders by Walt Heyer, H-E-Y-E-R. And then he wrote a second book called Trading My Sorrows. Now, he has counseled hundreds of men that have made the transition and then want to come back again. And he says the same thing you just said. The suicide rate, the amount of people that want to commit suicide after the operation, the numbers don't drop at all.
They don't.
Yeah, it fixes absolutely nothing. Is that what you find as well?
Right, and John Hopkins University Medical School found the same thing, and that's why they banned this surgical procedure. Now, I do think hopefully one other benefit comes from this information, and that is our society recognizes that these people are hurting, they have pain, they do need love and compassion and support. And, I mean, because this isn't just, something like I'm going to, whatever, change my sneakers and wear different shoes. This is major, and the outcome is terrible statistically. So we need to have compassion. We need to have support. We need to have counseling. But we also need to be responsible and compassionate to the young people under 18 who deserve and to be able to get the kind of counseling that they want, the kind of counseling that doesn't necessarily have to be against their sincerely held religious beliefs, convictions, and conscience. It is unthinkable that just imagine that in the United States of America that we've actually banned the ability for young people to get that kind of counseling in the United States. I never thought I would see this in my lifetime, not in the United States, but we have it, and we're litigating at Pacific Justice Institute, and we're very hopeful that that there's a good chance at least the Supreme Court may take it up.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-219-6607 and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-219-6607. That's 800-219-6607. Again, 800-219-6607.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. If you go over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the... There's a gazillion things you can do up on the website. I remember, I told you, I can't tell you the station yet.
That's cool.
I can't tell you the station yet, okay? But you know how I tell you guys, if you would simply pick up the phone and get on the horn with the station manager or the program manager of the station, instead of listening on your little smartphone, which I know is kind of cool, but it's a pain in the butt, you can make a difference, because I got a call from a station manager today. All right? And we're going to be talking about it. So keep up the good work. That way there, I'm not telling you where it is. I'm not telling you what part of the country it is. You'll just have to wait when I get closer to working it out. But do that. Pick up the phone. Call people. Call the station managers. Tell them, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you carrying the show? What's wrong with you people? And I'm telling you, you'll get some movement. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you were involved somehow, some way, in the day without a woman, maybe you're... No, I don't want the guys calling. It's just the women. If you're involved in that, you're on one side or the other, call in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, in the next hour. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts on this thing. Anyway, Brad Dacus joins us. He's the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, and the Justice Institute takes on all kinds of cases across the country, you know, most with religious liberty. And Brad, again, thanks for being with me tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Before we get too far in the conversation, tell people what Pacific Justice does and how they can get involved with you. I want you to give up a lunch and get involved with Pacific Justice Institute.
Yeah, there's several ways. One is they can go to our website and sign up to receive our Legal Insider. I'm telling you, Joe, it's really interesting. It's once a week. It's short. And it really gives them the inside information of what's happening, what we see taking place. It's very down to earth. And then also they can sign up to get our newsletter as well. They can we have wonderful resources, a lot of free resources, including books to download, videos to download, that they can find really helpful as well on our website, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. And they can also, I do a lot of speaking, as you know, in churches, communities, conferences, and they can also inquire there if there's something that they're putting on that they'd like me to participate in. I'm sort of unique because I don't charge anything. I think that's why I get invited.
And I'll tell you, I can tell you from personal experience, people, you will get 1,000 times more than you pay for. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean that as, I mean that sincerely. He brings a lot of information to the table, gives you a lot to work with, a lot so that your kids can really, truly, you know, people make fun of public schools, and I get it. I get Christian people who have a hard time with their kids in public schools, but you can make that experience a heck of a lot better instead of just sitting on the couch complaining about it. You know, they can learn from you and learn how to take control of their lives in the public school arena. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. And that's what we have a book that talks about that point blank, Reclaim Your School. So we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're about defending people and their rights and religious freedoms, but we're also about empowering parents, families, churches, synagogues, people in schools, people who are business owners. We've got the resources to really make them aware so they're not intimidated by a growingly hostile, intolerant state of California or elsewhere.
Yeah, and again, when your kids are told, some of the things I like to go through, you and I haven't had you on the show for a while, so, you know, we have a thing in California, I don't know if they have it in other states, it's 15 minutes of sustained, what do they call it, free sustained reading or something like that, where they encourage the kids to bring something in, anything, I don't care if it's a comic book, a magazine, or whatever, and that the kids read it for 15 minutes a day, and it usually happens in a class. And we have people, or I've had people come to me and say, look, little Johnny was told he couldn't read his Bible during the sustained reading. Now, years ago, before I met you, I used to go out and buy these, I don't know if you've ever seen those, magazine Bibles. You know, the New Testament, it looks like they're in their magazine form.
Oh,
remember those?
Yeah.
So I used to give those to the kids. I used to give them to the kids in the church and say, here, when you go to school, bring this with you, and maybe some other kids would want to see what it's all about. But then you told me, you're the one that enlightened me, that you can't stop the kids from reading. When it comes to that, I mean, it's not, they can't stand on the desk and start screaming the words of the Bible out, but they can sit there and read the Bible at their desk during that 15 minutes of reading. Nobody can stop them. Is that true?
Right. They're entitled to the same protection to read as other kids, and the government can't censor them just because it's religious or Christian or Jewish. So yeah, it is protected. That's very true. We at Pacific Justice have had to step in at times to go to bat for those kids, and we've won every time.
I know it's always amazing, and I'll tell you something else because of Brad, because of your organization. You sent me years, and you probably don't even remember this. You sent me years and years and years ago the ruling from the Supreme Court about what is commonly referred to the holiday season and holiday events at schools. And we had principals saying that they were trying to knock out some of the songs with the name of Jesus in them because that was offensive and it wasn't separation of church and state. And you sent me the document. So the first year I became president of the board, I gave that to my superintendent. I said, I don't want to go to one school where somebody says that we can't call it a Christmas event. We can't do songs with Jesus in there because that would be not a separation of church and state. You gave me
right.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell people about that. Do they have a right to do that?
Yeah, in fact, the case law is actually California. It's California.
Oh my
case
God!
Law
no, can't be.
The court was just very emphatic on that this point to ban songs. All songs, simply because they had a religious aspect to them, would basically prohibit 40% of America's musical heritage from being exposed to children. He said that would be a terrible detriment for a true education environment. And so you, around Christmas time, they can not only sing Jingle Bells, but they can also sing Silent Night or a song about Hanukkah. And I think that's very important. But most teachers are very ignorant of that. The teachers union does absolutely nothing to sensitize teachers to proper religious tolerance in public schools. And it's very frustrating. So that's why we have to step in so many times to set the record straight.
Well, Brad, what's funny is that they're so bent on making sure the kids' self-esteem is good, and every child, you know, doesn't feel bad about their school experience, and then every child gets all, except when it comes to Christians and the right for them to practice their faith or the right for them to openly speak about their faith. All of a sudden, it's almost like you're skinning cats alive in the middle of the town square. That's how crazy they get about it. I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm always talking about that in the show where, yes, there is persecution of Christians, not like it is in the Middle East. So let's not go overboard with it. But definitely when it comes to young kids at school trying to live out their faith and they're Christians, there is definitely a weight put on them, isn't there?
Oh, without a question. When many teachers, not all teachers, they have some good ones out there, but yeah. A growing number of teachers are very emphatic about their agenda. Once they see a child comes from a Christian family, a Bible-believing family, they'll target that child, and they will do everything they can to get that child to throw away the beliefs of their family.
That's right.
And to be enlightened to new values and new philosophies of wrapped in relativism and humanistic thought, grabbing the new fundamental writer of the day. And it's very disturbing because a lot of parents have no idea what's taking place in their public schools, and they're gaining more. There's more and more traction gained to legitimize this and institutionalize it. So it's not just teachers, but it's entire schools and school districts that are buying in on this silencing and intimidating kids, making educational environments very difficult for kids with traditional religious beliefs, and making them feel like they're somehow inferior or not belonging. And that's really not the place for a truly tolerant, diversified academic body.
No, the other ones I have fun with are always Bring Your Bible to School Day. Now, I think that's, I don't know how old that is, but I've just started to catch on to that over the last few years, and I remind people to do it. But part of that is parents need, we only have a couple of minutes, but parents need to teach their kids that it's okay to read your Bible. Don't let the other kids put you down. Don't let them make you feel bad. And, even some of the kids I know that are quote-unquote come from devout Christian families, they're ashamed to go to the prayer around the flagpole day. You know, we do have events that your kids can take part of, but they've got to be bold. You've got to teach them to be bold. And they have a right to do those things, correct?
Oh, they do. And we at Pacific Justice Institute will defend them, as we have so many times in the past. Our attorneys, we're trained, we're willing, we're ready. And we do it all without charge. So people should never hesitate to contact us or go to our webpage or website if they need any assistance at all.
So some of you people who love when I'm doing religious stories and you go, well, something can be done about that. Well, you know what can be done about that? First of all, you get involved with Pacific Justice, right? You get on their website. You know, they do it for free, but it doesn't cost them nothing to do it, all right? So let's keep that in our heads, too. So that's why I said to you earlier, give up a lunch, especially in California. The lunch is like $30. Give up a lunch. That's money you can send away to Pacific Justice Institute. And when you have a question, when you have an issue, when you see a school or a child being beat up by those Freedom From Religion Foundation. Sorry, I get them confused. You've got to take action. We have to stop letting them get away with this stuff. Anyway, Brad, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time. We'll put your information up on the website. People, next hour, if you were involved in any way, that means if you're a female and you went to work, okay, and if you're a female and you went to a march or you went to the spa for all I care, I want to know why. Why did we need a day without a woman? I don't understand it. I'm thoroughly confused, but I'm not the smartest knife in the drawer. So we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.